Yes, it's very important that I make the public aware of the challenges we face in the next 4 years. The Devon and Cornwall Police Force, we can be proud of. They've complied with all government savings and delivered a really good service over the last 4 years, and I think we can sustain that for the next 2 years. But beyond that, and I'm talking 2017-18, we face some very severe cuts, and with a force that is 80% people, it's inescapable that that would mean people. We're doing all that we can to offset those cuts in terms of innovation, in terms of working with Dorset to see if we can bring together a strategic alliance which has 30 projects which will generate at least £12 million in working with Dorset, and we will use land differently. But unless there's something very radical in the budget, and I mean by that looking at whether people are prepared to pay any more for their policing service, then those sort of job losses are forecast at the moment, which is about 800 across the police service. We've got a lot of work to do in the next financial year to make further assessments. We will go for the maximum that we're allowed to go short of referendum this year at 1.99%. That means to households around just over £3 per household per year addition. And I know that is painful for many families these days, but over a year it isn't too much to ask. What I think we'll have to do, I forecast at the end of next year, is to go back to the panel, and if things don't change, and of course we've got an election in the middle, then we will need to go to the panel saying that we present the public with a choice. They either are prepared to pay more for their policing service. Again, this might not, over a year, be a huge sum for households, or they will see the police reducing neighbourhood policing or response times or migrating to the higher levels of crime only. And frankly, as the public's voice in policing, I don't want to see that. I'm absolutely trying my utmost with the Chief Constable to make sure that the police cover the full breadth of policing for the future years, and to that end we probably have to ask the public to pay a little bit more.